FM 90.3 WJTL with Mallory Hope. And now it's 11:05 here at the Shirk at Work Network. And right now we're joined by Christian comedian Shonda Pierce, who joins us to talk about her movie that will be showing at the Junction Center in Landis Hall November 28th. Shonda, it's an honor to speak with you.
Oh, it's so nice of you. You know, and that is so, you know, everybody goes to see a movie sometimes in their Thanksgiving break when the family's all together. And I'm just so honored they're playing Enough there.
Yes, and I want to ask you some questions about that in just a few moments. But for my very first question I want to ask you is, was there a specific time when you knew, you absolutely knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that you wanted to be a comedian?
Perfectly honest with you, I always think I backed into this job a little bit. I was working at a theme park in Nashville, and they put me in a show that gave the history of country music, and I didn't know anything about country music, and I'd grown up in a very holiness denomination where we didn't even listen to that kind of music. And so to give him a show where I had to learn to impersonate different country music people, I was terrible at dancing. I was terrible, you know, because I'd grown up a little bit on the sheltered side. And so they gave me the part of Minnie Pearl. And that began to pique my interest in comedy. Of course, when I look back as a theater arts major, I was always auditioning for the funny roles and the, you know, and that kind of thing. And so I look back and see that I had an interest in it. But I think it was really probably the work at the theme park that comedy really became an interest. But my interest was only as a vehicle to tell my story, to tell my testimony. And you know, I really didn't even put the word comedian to it until much later when someone called me a comedian. I was like, oh, wow, well, thank you.
So it all started with Minnie Pearl. Wasn't she on Hee Haw?
Yeah, she was on the Grand Ole Opry for 50 years. She was a great, iconic person in comedy and in Nashville. She was just a great, great woman in our community. I got to meet her and hang out with her. She was a guiding force for a lot of young performers back in those days. But she also was very keen on keeping the craft clean, that you could still be entertaining and funny and be clean. And it was much later when I got very serious about my walk with the Lord that I even learned to respect that even more, because as I dove in and started paying attention to comedy, that's when I realized, wow, it's gotten quite dirty.
Well, who are some other comedians that make you laugh?
Well, you know, I was a big fan of Carol Burnett. Growing up,
yeah,
I would watch her on television all the time. I love that she gave the audience such a well-rounded show, and I guess that's probably what I've tried to do for 25 years. I'm a big fan of, I was a big fan of Bill Cosby. I had every Bill Cosby LP. That's how old I am. Mm-hmm. But, and I hate that now his career is scarred by the latter allegations and all of that. And so that's sad, but he was a very talented storyteller.
Yeah.
But, of course, Mark Lowry is a very dear friend, and I was always a fan of his. When early in my career, I went on tour with him, and he really showed me, I guess, the ropes as far as Christian comedy goes. I didn't know any other Christian comedian besides Mark Lowry until I kind of got into it. But Ken Davis is a great storyteller, I think, and a really great comic. But you know, there's always young and upcoming comics that I admire that are real stand-ups. There's a young guy named John Chris out there now who I think is just a sweetheart, and he's a preacher's kid, so you know, I love those preacher's kids.
Well, ordinarily the comedian's goal is to make people laugh, but as someone who loves the Lord, I suppose your focus is a bit broader than just creating laughter.
Yeah, always. It's always been that way. It's really interesting. For 25 years, I'm on tour right now. The tour is finishing up. is our last weekend out. And God has always been faithful to give me, I know how I want the night to end. I always know that before I leave the house. Before I ever record a project, I know how it's going to end. And then I start putting all the elements in there that will lead up to that ending, that leads up to that thesis, that leads up to that theme that's on my heart, that message that I want to leave. And comedy has always simply been a vehicle for a much deeper message. Now, just providing a laugh is great medicine. I mean, it, for comics that do that, people need a reprieve out there in this world right now. But for me in my house, I've always taken it one step further, and we laugh a whole lot. We cry a little bit. And my late husband used to say, you laugh, you cry, you pee in your pants, and you go home. He used to say, honey, your shows is like a rolling chick flick. I'm like,
oh, well, let's talk about your latest movie, Enough. It's going to be showing here at Junction Center November 28th. Is this mostly one of your stand-up comedy routines, or would it be story form? What's the setting?
I appreciate you asking. You know, it is. I did a movie called Laughing in the Dark. It was a documentary about my life, which is the saddest thing you've ever seen. When it came out for sale, they even put a Bible study together, you know, that I helped write with a guy, and they wanted to do my life story in a Bible study based on the book of Job. What's that tell you about your life?
Oh, my.
And so that's the end of Laughing in the Dark. There were quite a few questions. There was quite a bit of a follow-up. And a lot of that follow-up is, you know, when I became widowed about almost 4 years ago now, and it became, you know, now when you, that time that you, 3 years later, you find yourself trying to date, or you're trying to, you know, build mm-hmm. your life again. And you wonder, as women, am I enough to do this? You know, my hips aren't as thin as they used to be. My kids are grown and don't need me as much. And so all of a sudden, the devil has a playground to just whisper in your ear that you're not going to measure up. You're not going to amount to, you know, you're not going to be able to do this by yourself. And it's such a lie. And I wanted to do something that was encouraging for women or for men for that matter, but encouraging after Laughing in the Dark. I wanted to show that, yeah, you can do this. You can pick yourself up from great trauma and tragedy, because God is enough. And since He is enough, that makes you enough. And so it became a really strong theme. And yeah, there's a lot of comedy. A lot of my girlfriends are there, because I think a great support system when you're going through traumatic things is so important. And it turned out to be a great story. It is there's a song in there that just highlights the whole theme about the way the Lord sees you. I'm really proud of it. Laughing in the Dark, I was proud of it, but it was just sad, because I've been through some tough stuff in my life. But Enough was really like a, it's like when I saw it, I go, well, I could die to go to heaven now. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, now, do you have any favorite parts of the film that are your personal favorites?
Well, I always love, of course, I'm a big fan of comedy, so I love the stand-up stuff. But, you know, there's some really great stuff in there with my girlfriends. And I've had the same girlfriend since high school, which is probably older than what you are.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I have had the same high school girlfriends for 42 years.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah.
That's special.
It really is. So we lost one. She passed away several years ago. But there's five of us, and that nucleus of girlfriends, we've been very close for all these years. Now, you know, life gets busy, and our kids, you know, raising our kids was always harder to get together. But you know, I think I am blessed with that. I am blessed to have that kind of support system. So some of the fun antics and the fun, you know, conversations that we have with those girls, they tell the truth, you know. They tell the truth on me, that's for sure. And so, you know, and I didn't get to see their interviews until I actually saw the movie.
Oh, really?
And, uh, Oh, yeah. So I didn't know what they were saying about me. And some of them are absolutely hilarious.
Well, this sounds like a riot, I'll tell you. There might be some parents thinking of this question. That's why I'm going to ask this to you. Is this the kind of movie that young children would enjoy and parents would find appropriate for their young children?
You know, I think it would. But the theme of widowhood and menopause and all the things that you go through as your life changes, some of it might be over their head.
Right.
But I think it's an excellent movie to grab a whole bunch of girlfriends and go, because you will leave there appreciating one another so much. You really, really will.
Speaking with Shonda Pierce, her movie Enough is coming to Junction Center Landis Hall Tuesday, November 28th, 7 p.m. starting time. Shonda, now officially a movie star on her own stage. And you can see her fabulous film work that evening. For details, click on the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com or call 717-459-3701. Shonda, one more question before I let you go. What are your plans for Thanksgiving next Thursday?
Oh, I'm going to eat. You know, I've given up Spanx, John. So I'm going Spankless. I'm learning to breathe and just feed myself. So there you go. But I'll probably go to Los Angeles and have a Thanksgiving with my son, who lives in Los Angeles, and he is so much fun to be around. And so, you know, Mom always has to pop in and do his laundry and clean his house, you know, at least once a year before I can cook in his kitchen.
Well, enjoy time with your son and enjoy the food as well. We look forward to the presentation of your movie here at Junction Center Landis Hall, Tuesday, November 28th. Shonda, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thank you very much, and thanks to your listeners.
It was great to talk with you. 11:17, and now here's the Matt Goss Band with The Rain Came Down on FM 90.